Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 12. Thanks for joining me here. We are talking in these recordings about what's the best way that we can make the most of our relationship with God. How can it be authentic and intimate and satisfying? How can it be all that God intends our relationship with Him to be? So we've focused on prayer, Bible study, and various spiritual disciplines, but in particular prayer and Bible study. And today we're talking about prayer because I had a question recently from a friend of mine, and he simply asked this very basic and fundamental question: what is the point of praying? What's the purpose of praying? And of course, those of us who are Christians and we've been praying for a while, sometimes, frankly, this question does come up in our own minds. Perhaps we're not honest enough to admit it to ourselves. But I've wondered often, what exactly is the point? It needs to be answered, at least in some way that's satisfying in our Christian lives, because otherwise we'll either stop praying or else we'll pray without any meaning, any purpose, any real understanding of what we're doing and why, and therefore we're going to miss out a lot on our relationship with God. So we need to ask this question, and we need to answer it at least the best we can. So let's have a bash at that today. Now, we've got plenty of examples in the Bible of people who prayed and sometimes were confused by their prayers, I would say. Abraham seemed a bit confused from time to time. Let me give you a list here. Moses, David, Job, very confused. Daniel, Nehemiah, even Jesus and the Apostle Paul. Now, they all prayed and they all had different experiences of prayer, and I think they all had their own questions about prayer, but we'll come to that in just a moment. What's the point in praying? It's okay to ask that question. There are a lot of other what's the point questions we could ask. What's the point in voting if governments never seem to take any notice of the voters' views? Bit of a cynical perspective there, but that's something some people ask. Or what's the point of making a delicious dinner? You slave over that hot stove, cooking a nice dinner for your family, and they come home and they just wolf it down in 10 seconds flat, and the flavor doesn't even seem to touch the taste buds, and there's no sense of gratitude there for all of that preparation that you have done. What's the point, you may ask? Or what's the point in supporting your team? Football team, cricket team, whatever team you support, when they never seem to win anything. I mean, they win the odd game, but there's no win, no cups that they win. And I've felt that much over much of my life, but that's another story. And then what about, what's the point in trusting your sat-nav when it takes you off piste? This happened to me twice this last weekend on the way up to Manchester and back. On the way up, it cost me an extra toll fee, and on the way back, it cost me an extra hour of my life because of going out the wrong way. So we ask these questions, what's the point? But the point of prayer question is far more important than any of the rest of the ones we might ask from time to time. So here's a thought. Prayer is personal, by which I don't mean it's just personal to us, but it's a relationship, isn't it? I mean, fundamentally, before we ask about the point of prayer in any sense of what are we going to get out of it, we need to ask, what is it? And prayer is at least part, a fundamental, foundational part of our relationship with God. It is personal in that sense. It's about relationship. Fundamentally, it's an expression of our relationship with God. And perhaps there we must begin. Of course, prayer does defy any simplistic definition, but I think we can boil it down to the basics of it's about our relationship with God. I rather like the chapter title of chapter 1 in this book, The Message of Prayer, the Bible Speaks Today themed series. And the title of the chapter about prayer is The Conversation of Friends. And the author, Tim Chester, traces all the way from Abraham, or all the way actually from Genesis to Revelation, how prayer is about a conversation amongst or between friends. And I rather like that. That's how I want to think about my relationship with God through prayer, a conversation between friends. Now, my relationship with my dentist is somewhat narrow. My relationship with my accountant, a bit less so, partly because he's my brother in Christ, and Dennis. Thank you so much, Dennis, for being a great accountant and a really good friend. A bit different. And then there's my relationship with my wife, Penny. And of course, that's far deeper than any other relationship I have. And so all relationships are a bit different. And our relationship with God, of course, is on another level entirely. So we shouldn't try and compare our relationship with God with any other. That's why I think it's okay for prayer to be somewhat mysterious, because we're talking about our relationship with God, not our relationship with anybody else. And certainly my relationships with my friends and people around me help me to understand a bit about a relationship with God, but they cannot define or describe fully my relationship with God, because that's something on another level. So that's okay. It's okay for prayer to be a bit mysterious. So how do we begin? How do we begin to have a meaningful prayer life if prayer is so mysterious? Well, I would say this. Firstly, begin with honesty. Honesty is foundational to all relationships. And honesty is foundational to our relationship with God. Are you being honest with God? We see this in the Bible over and over again. For example, Psalm 10, verse 1. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? There's the psalmist being honest. Why is this going on, God? Why? And that might seem disrespectful towards God, but actually that kind of honesty is something that I believe the Bible demonstrates that God values. And that's, I mean, I'm picking out one psalm there. There are many psalms, but there are many other parts of the Bible we see the same thing. We could even reference Jesus, couldn't we? In Matthew chapter 27, as he's on the cross, he cries out that quote from Psalm 22. About 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? So that honesty is integral to an authentic and meaningful relationship with God. The prayer must begin with honesty if it's going to be meaningful in any sense. So let's start with honesty. Do you find honesty with God something easy to do? If not, why not give it a go? Be honest with God. In your next prayer time, just take some time to be honest with how you're feeling, about what's going on. Begin there and you'll find that you'll be able to move on to something else and something deeper or something to develop the relationship with God through that honesty. Honest expression of facts, of feelings, of hopes, of failings, of sins, of needs and desires will build a meaningful relationship with God. Be real with him. Rather than ponder the purpose of prayer, if that's what's confusing you, instead, trust that God wants to know you. That means him hearing what is on your mind and what is in your heart. It's a place to start, anyway. Maybe that's not everything to do with prayer. Certainly it is not, but it's a place to begin. Why not begin with that honesty? Go back to the book, the BST book on prayer. Let me read you this from the end of chapter 1. I rather like in the way that he talks about prayer. He says this: prayer is not ultimate, but penultimate. A pointer to the day when we shall see God face to face. It directs our attention forward to our participation in the Trinitarian community. Prayer is an anticipation of the day when we shall truly know, even as we are truly known. A quote there from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. Prayer is not ultimate, but penultimate. And then again, or there again, that is why it's okay for prayer to be a bit mysterious and a bit confusing, because we haven't got there yet. This time on earth, in this life, is our opportunity to begin the relationship with God that will find its fulfillment in the next life. So don't despair if you're finding the point of prayer a little bit difficult to discern. You're just like the rest of us. You're just like everybody who's ever lived. Even the most godly of people, even the people in the Bible with the most faith, found prayer and a relationship with God somewhat confusing at times. You're in good company, but don't let that put you off praying, because we're beginning something that will find its ultimate expression in the next life. So keep praying. Now, I've got a question for you. If you were going to define prayer, how would you put it? How would you sum it up? My twopenneth here, just Thursday morning, thinking about this, not very poetic, but anyway, I wrote this. My purpose in prayer is to begin the relationship with God I will enjoy in its perfection in the next life. I'm beginning it now. It'll find its perfection later. So what do you think about my definition of prayer, for what it's worth? Inadequate, I know, but give me yours, or at least a summary of what means the most to you about your relationship with God. Please post it online so that we can all read it, so that we can all learn together, because we learn best when we learn in community. Please post it, and also, if you would do me one favor, pass on the link to this recording to somebody else who might benefit, somebody you know who could benefit from developing or maturing their relationship with God, and let me know what you find helpful yourself. So until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of quality quiet times. God bless.